Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another sensational episode of TV Talkers here, live at 5:30 on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Tiago, along with
Matt,
Farron,
and Simon, the unusual guy.
Yep.
The unusual guy.
The unusual, just the unusual guy.
Because the rest of us are so usual.
Yeah, we're just plain old, boring peanut butter and jelly. But that's how it goes on shows like this.
I come up with a new title for myself.
Sure.
Which is always great when you self-title yourself. Something else.
Something else?
That's my title for myself.
Wait, not something? Something?
Something else.
Okay. Oh, okay. Sorry, we heard something. That's our apologies.
No.
Something else. Okay.
Something else.
Simon.
Like you guys are something. I'm something else.
There you go.
Yeah,
not bad.
Not bad. Incorrect.
Not incorrect at all. So with the unfortunate, here in the city of good old Winnipeg, we had a snowstorm, air quotes, today. So traffic was backed up and roads are kind of crazy. So we have Braden in spirit with us here as he wasn't able to make it to the show, but we know that he's with us. I can see him smiling across from me.
And, we have a little epitaph.
Yeah, we do a little epitaph. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so tonight's show, we're going to be discussing revival shows. So shows that were canceled or taken off the air and then brought back on the air and whether or not they were successful or not. Anybody have any TV news?
Something
happened last night. Yes, thank you. Something happened last night. Let's talk about that for a little bit, for a few minutes, like 1 or 2 minutes.
I actually watched the full Oscars for the first
time. The Oscars happened?
Are you joking?
I did not know the Oscars happened.
Yeah, they sure did.
I almost forgot too, but I remember. I'm like, oh yeah, Oscars was today.
So. I watched the full thing for the first time ever.
Who hosted?
It was Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which he was the same person last year, and if you were wondering if he was going to poke fun of what happened at the end of last year, yep.
I mean, how can you not?
Like, every time he came back on, he would make some sort of comment on it. Probably culminating in when they had only the best picture to go. He's like, best picture, we're in the home stretch. Nothing can go wrong now. And, like, when they would do commercial breaks, they would occasionally cut to the best picture, like, the envelope, which was, like, in a little stand specifically for it, just off stage. And they'd be like, look, it's there. No one can screw it up. And the best part was they brought back Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway, the people from there last year, to do it properly again
classic.
This year.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's so, a class act.
They made reference to it a bunch of times, including when, spoilers, if you haven't watched it, The Shape of Water won. And Guillermo del Toro actually, like, double-checked the envelope, and he was like, yes.
Good.
He did a double take.
The Shape of Water took home 4 awards last night.
Best director,
best picture. What were the other two?
Soundtrack. And
best fish human hybrid love story, potentially.
Well, I'd say it's the best fish human hybrid love story.
I don't know. There's that one episode of Doctor Who.
There were also other multiple winners. Three Ebbings.
Yeah,
three Ebbings on a billboard, Missouri.
Yeah,
the one time my mom got a movie title right.
Really,
three billboards outside Ebbing.
That's
Missouri.
A record. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
That's a really good movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
It is really, really good.
But Woody Harrelson's in it, and I love Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, I mean, that it had two Best Supporting Actor nominations, Woody Harrelson and Sam Rockwell. Sam Rockwell won, and then...
Frances McDormand won.
For Best... And she had a hell of a speech
at
the end of it.
It was a very powerful,
inciting speech, and it was entertaining. And then afterward, Jimmy Kimmel said, I'm pretty sure Frances McDormand should win an Emmy for the speech she just made at the Oscars.
Absolutely.
That was pretty funny.
And also, too, Coco took at least 2 awards.
Yeah.
And Blade Runner 2049, Best Cinematography. Finally, Roger Deakins gets an award.
I was
going
to be mad if he didn't win.
I was so happy.
That was a slam dunk.
Please, please, please.
I mean, it's been slam dunks in other years.
That's true.
So, and best visual effects for Blade Runner. And I was really happy about that. I was like,
that,
Blade Runner.
The one scene... really goes above and beyond anything I've ever seen before.
It's pretty phenomenal. I would say watch the movie, not just for that scene, but for everything, like the cinematography and all the visual effects. They're just incredible.
Tiago, now that it's won the awards, you need to watch it again so that you can look out for those specific things.
Oh, I will. Yeah. Trust me. I've seen it. I saw it 6 times in theaters. I will definitely watch it another 6 times on DVD and Blu-ray because I have it. So.
I thought it was going to win for sound mixing.
I thought maybe, but no.
I'm pretty sure Dunkirk swept.
Dunkirk. Oh, yeah, Dunkirk won three. That's another one. Dunkirk won three awards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the sound was what everybody was talking about with Dunkirk.
Yeah.
So that's not really surprising to me.
Yeah. That
well, like, sound. It was
sound mixing
he
and
in
sound.
That movie?
Who?
Yeah, he was there.
Harry
yeah.
Child.
He was actually
yes,
quite
yes.
good in that movie.
Yes.
Yeah, to his credit. But yeah. Sound mixing and sound editing. And one is sound that you capture live, and the other one is sound that you mix in studio. And I thought.
Where does Foley fall?
I don't know.
Foley artist, I would say, is
as
live.
Part of
live?
That? Probably.
Yeah, because the no Foley idea. Artist usually gets in there, right?
Yeah, so
no.
No,
Foley
is when
the
they
guy.
Make, when they, like, if the sound is supposed to be somebody walking on snow in a studio later, they'll have a dude, like, with boots going
right.
in corn starts, so it sounds like walking
right.
in snow.
I,
that's Foley.
So I would guess it's probably
kind of
part
all
is editing.
Here.
Yeah, I would. I think that's editing.
Yeah, that's editing, yeah.
I don't know.
But
sorry.
Like, that, like, actual live captured sounds, it seemed like Dunkirk should win, but then the mixing of sort of artificial sounds. Because Blade Runner the world was so dynamic.
Absolutely.
I'm preaching the choir here. I'm talking about how great
yeah.
Blade Runner is. And Tiago's just like, preach,
yep. Blade Runner all day.
Testify.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here. Last week we did this little segment, and I think we're going to do it for the next little while, because it's really interesting. Today in television history. I remember the little sound effect.
There you go.
Great job, Tiago.
Thank you.
10 out of 10.
Thank you. So today in television history on March 5th, we only have two events, so I'll read them both. On March 5th, 1956, King Kong, the movie from 1933, premiered on television in the U.S. Mm. And on March 5th, 1969, Dusty Springfield collapsed while taping a TV appearance.
Sad.
Very sad. And those are the only two events that have occurred.
How do you
occurred.
Feel about the what fact a roller coaster that Adam West was left out of the in memoriam section of the Oscars?
I was a little disappointed because, you know, Adam West, well, they honored a bunch of other...
I guess the argument is that he's more of a TV guy than a movie
guy.
He is,
yes, but still, you should at least, like, he was very influential.
And I would probably argue that at this point, more people have seen the Batman movie
right.
that he was in than the TV show.
Yeah, I would say so because for the longest time on syndication, that is... Batman was only on certain TV channels like TV Land or it's on MeTV right now in America. And everyone's like here in Canada, we're like, what? We don't have those. It aired on Teletoon Retro for a little while, but then they took that off. I think it was on Teletoon Retro for 3 or 4 years when they took it off. So now if you want to watch it, you have to buy the DVDs. And I don't think people are going to spend $80-$90 minimum on a
box.
Well,
that's true. But I mean, like the thing that he's probably most famous for, the Batman movie where he
yeah,
had
the 60s
had the bomb.
Movie. Yeah, yeah. And the 60s movie. Yeah, because it's easier to rent it. Yeah.
But that's actually a movie is what
that's
I'm saying.
That's right. Yeah.
So that's why I thought he should have been included.
There's some days where you just can't get rid of a bomb.
Yeah.
Classic.
Classic. Very classic good. Schmosby.
Classic Schmosby. And on to the show. Revival shows. So tonight we're going to be talking about, well, different shows. I guess, Farron, you said Community, Arrested Development. Okay.
Community.
I said Community to you. I mean Arrested Development.
Arrested Development.
Farron wants exclusively to talk about Community. That's what I'm...
Yes. Okay, there we go. Ed, Arrested Development, and Samurai Jack, and any other show that was revived and brought back.
There's a whole whack of them.
There is. There was actually an article on Wikipedia. I'm going to pull it up here while you guys continue
the talk.
They brought
back Twilight Zone in 2002.
X-Files.
Yeah.
That's true.
Recently.
A similar strain.
Fuller mm-hmm. House.
Fuller House, which I watched all of. Thank you guys for watching like one episode each, and I watched the whole thing.
Well, why didn't you watch the whole thing?
Yeah,
because I thought we were going to talk about the whole thing.
She likes punishing herself.
It ruined my suggested watching on Netflix for so long.
Oh,
they're
Lord.
Like, oh, do you want to watch these other shows that have laugh tracks in them?
Did you have to
acting?
Did you have to cleanse your Netflix recommendations?
I did. I had to watch lots of horror movies. So
there
that
you go.
That's one of
better.
The only shows
Purge
that
system.
I've actually heard the people involved with it smack talk their own show.
Yeah.
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 Sort of like Twilight. I guess it's not a show, but.
Yeah.
Have you seen those videos of it? Just like, no one hates Twilight more than the actors in Twilight?
Yep.
those make me happy.
Yep.
Absolutely.
But Matt, you brought up probably, like, we just talked about a whole bunch of them, and I want to talk about them more in detail while Tiago looks up his stuff.
Go ahead.
But the one you brought up, I think was the most successful, is Whose Line?
Yeah.
I like that. That came sort of.
Oh, they did bring
on,
that back.
Yeah, it sort of left on 2 feet, and it came back on 2 feet. And there were some like iterations where they did Drew Carey's Improvaganza.
Yeah,
which wasn't as good.
Yeah, they did some one-off specials.
Then the new shows of Whose Line are basically as good as the old ones. The hair color has changed.
They're absolutely.
Little,
yeah. Yeah. Well,
they're all a little
think.
Bit heavier, except for Drew, but he's not back. So
yeah,
no. Drew lost a lot of weight and became a woman.
Yeah. How very 2017 of him.
Yep.
But yeah, Whose Line, when it came back, did really well. The only thing I don't like about it is they removed the sort of audience participation part of it.
Yeah.
And now they bring on sort of celebrities, which for me sort of kills those segments because the celebrities are usually not comedians. So one, they're not funny, but they're also not awkward in front of the camera. Because they're super used to it. Because that was a lot of the fun part for me, bringing on the audience people, when they just had no idea what to do, especially doing sound effects and stuff like that. They just had no idea how to perform, how to act, how to be on camera. And so it was just hilariously awkward. But now you sort of have unfunny people who are used to being on camera, so they don't even get the awkward funny bit.
Yeah.
But the rest of the show for me is still great.
If you ever want to feel both really sad and really happy at the same time, watch when Robin Williams was on Whose Line.
No.
It is something else. He totally takes over the entire thing. Like it's basically the Robin Williams show, but it's okay.
Yeah,
that is.
It was wonderful. They did used to have celebrities, but when they did, it was rare, and they were always like comedian celebrities.
Yeah, Gene Simmons. Why can't I remember his name?
Gene Wilder.
Richard Simmons?
Yes, Richard Simmons. Richard Simmons. His
wrong half of
the his one. His one is extraordinarily funny.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, there's two kinds of celebrity hosts. So there was like the celebrity that became one of the four, which Robin was, and Kathy Griffin did a few times, and
Stephen Colbert did it once or twice.
Stephen Colbert did it a couple times, yeah, too. And then there were the celebrities. I think that's what you're talking about.
They would bring them on just for the one.
And that's what Richard Simmons did. He came on for just the acting thing. And then sometimes they would get a celebrity and a regular person. And so the regular person had to try to keep up with Richard Simmons, which, of course, no one can, not even Richard Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it came back on its own defeat. The rest of them, not so much.
Yeah.
The rest of the revival shows?
Yeah.
Well, another good one was Doctor Who.
Yep. Yeah, well, that was the other big one for me.
I have the whole list here for all of you. So in terms of from what we've started with, Whose Line Is It Anyway? Originally aired from 1998 to 2007, and then it returned in 2013, and it's still going on to this day. In terms of Doctor Who, it originally aired from 1963 to 1989, and then it came back in 2005, and it has been on the air since.
There was a TV movie in between that, in like 93, I think.
Okay.
It's a good year for 93. I'd say.
93, yeah. Not a good year for movies, but...
I'm pro 93.
Pro 93. Yeah.
Almost as old as I am.
6 years before I was born, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Doctor Who's been so successful, I don't even really think of it as a revival. Yeah.
No.
It's been going on for so long,
for
so well.
I didn't think of it as a revival.
It's been one of those shows that, like, they brought it back and didn't look back.
It's when you bring back a show, you need to figure out which elements are the right elements to bring back and which elements to leave behind.
Mm-hmm.
So Doctor Who brought back if you strip down the plot to its bones, they brought that back, and then they brought back the notoriously well-known villains and the notoriously well-known sort of like friends of the Doctor.
Yeah.
And that's how they were able to be so successful, because they didn't try to make new Doctor Who the same as classic Doctor Who. It wouldn't have worked. So, and the same sort of thing with Whose Line. They changed certain aspects of it while still maintaining other aspects. Like, they added that whole part, which actually came from an Australian TV show that I watched before Whose Line came back, where they're lying down on the thing.
Oh, yeah, that's a great new
game. Yeah. There was an Australian show where they were in a room, and then the room, like, tilted at, like, a super, super high angle, and they had to sort of act in the room that was falling sideways. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
So they added elements like that to Whose Line. And when you try and take a revive a show, but try to continue it as if it never ended, it's not going to be successful.
No. Well, speaking of that, there is one show on this list here, Samurai Jack, that managed to do that perfectly. It originally aired from 2001 to 2004, and then it came back for the fifth and final season, 2017, which was last year.
We had an episode.
We did. It was a great episode. And not only that, but that is an example of one of the shows where it continued the storyline, but it had more of an adult... it was more geared toward a little bit of an adult audience.
Yeah, it was more mature.
And it really finished the story of the whole show on a really good note. I still haven't finished the fifth season, but I'm five episodes in. I'm like, holy crow, this is, wow, action-packed. And, like, good thing I'm not a kid watching it anymore. But, I mean, well... I still would have watched it as a kid, but for what I mean to say is that it really didn't really damage the previous seasons. Mm. It kept the story going, finished it, and said, here you go, done.
Definitely the exception to the rule. But
absolutely,
not,
yeah.
Not
mm-hmm.
the rule.
And I think it helps that the first show never really got an ending.
Yeah.
So it was more just finishing off what was already there.
That's true. Yeah. That's
as
true.
Opposed to, hey, let's see if we can get more money from the show by bringing it back for no reason.
Like Full House.
Yeah.
Originally aired 1987 to 1995, Fuller House premiered in 2016, and somehow still is being renewed by Netflix.
I cannot believe
don't understand
it.
Why.
Who is watching it?
Yeah, someone's watching
Whoever
it.
Whoever is watching it, ironically, please stop. It's not worth it.
It sounds like shows like, I mean, not necessarily, I don't know why Full House stopped. Maybe it just got they just got tired of it, but some of these shows, I'm probably looking more at Community and Arrested Development.
Yeah.
You like beloved shows when they are around, but when they came back, you sort of forgot why they ended.
Yeah.
In Community, you had significant turmoil within the cast and the creator.
Yeah.
Mainly Chevy Chase, Dan Harmon, and then, of course, Troy, Don Glover.
Yeah.
Don Glover. Have you seen that tweet of his?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good tweet. I'm not going to reveal it, but if you feel free to...
I feel like you kind of did reveal it, but that's okay.
I just stated his name.
It doesn't matter.
That's what I did. It's a funny tweet. But yeah, he was absolutely outstanding. So like those first few seasons of Community are rock
solid.
But
yeah.
You can't catch lightning in a bottle again once you've sort of broken apart the crew. I felt the same about Arrested Development.
The weird thing about Arrested Development is they tried to do it even though nobody was available because everyone had moved on in life, so it was so segmented and awkward, and it looked like it kind of reminded me of when family sort of like, you know, everyone grows apart or a friend group grows apart and the youngest friend is like so determined for everyone to stay together. It's like the show's creators were so determined for them to stay a family, but nobody else really cared. And it felt sad.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of like if you break a glass and then try to glue it back together. It's like, yeah, you have all the parts, but it's not the same. Like there was a reason why it broke in the first place.
Well, let me interject here quickly. So Community aired from 2009 to 2015. It was on NBC from 2009 to 2014, and then it came back for its sixth and final season on Yahoo, which did not do well at all, for the most part.
Everything that's on, or that was on Netflix, or is on, I can't remember if it's on Netflix anymore.
I don't believe it is, no.
That was all part of the original stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah. They
didn't the first five seasons.
Yeah, the sixth season wasn't on Netflix. You had to track it down, and you were disappointed if you did.
Yes, exactly. So it was great that it got five good years on NBC, and then unfortunately the final season was met with poor reception on Yahoo.
That was also kind of bad timing.
It was.
In particular with that show, because the main feature of the show was six seasons in a movie. Because
yes,
Abed
that's right.
sort of broke the fourth wall in that he kind of seemed sometimes to know that he was in a show.
Yeah.
And he kept saying six seasons in a movie, so like the fans, when it left, were like, no, we got to get six seasons in a movie. But, you know, I kind of wish that they had said five seasons in a movie or something like that.
Yeah, just kind of wrap it up.
Yeah, yeah. We would have been out of it.
In terms of Arrested Development, the first three seasons originally aired from 2003 to 2006 on Fox, and then the fourth season had 15 episodes and aired on was released in 2013 on Netflix. And unfortunately, the fourth season, for the most part, most people did not receive... Similarly to the sixth season of Community, people were not warmed up to the idea of season four and did not really. The reception there was not as good as the first three seasons of Arrested Development. However, I have some news here. Production for the fifth season began last August, and 17 episodes will air sometime this year on Netflix in 2018. Apparently, it said they managed to get the crew together.
Did they actually get the crew together, or are they just filming them all separately and pretending like it's together?
Well, that's what they said they're trying to do. I guess we'll find out when season five airs this year. It said filming wrapped in November 2017, so we hope for the best, and we hope that they do not... it says here, Netflix confirmed on May 17th, 2017, that a fifth season featuring the full cast from the show has been ordered and is expected to be released.
Featuring, but not necessarily together.
Yes.
Featuring together or
it's
individually?
Very vague terminology. So we will find out when season five airs, and we'll have to do a episode on Arrested Development. But yeah,
I thought season four was okay.
It was okay.
Like a scathing indictment compared to how good the first three seasons were.
Yeah,
there's the
first
money
three seasons
in the
were
banana stand.
First three seasons were immaculate. So funny.
I didn't realize what happened with season four. I watched the whole thing on Netflix. I didn't realize there was the whole weird thing, and so I watched it all the way through, and then I realized partway through season four, I was like, something is weird, something is different, and I don't like it.
There's no money in the banana stand.
And then I realized like, I looked it up and I found out what had happened with the show. And I think that proves that, because sometimes you wonder, well, is it really worse or is everybody just saying it's worse? So I have that idea in my mind. Mm-hmm. I feel like that happens a lot of the times when movies come out. Everybody says this movie's bad. So then you have bad expectations for it.
Of course.
But with Arrested Development, I had no idea what to expect. I was expecting it to just be the same and it wasn't. And it was disappointing.
Yeah.
I think, but still most, good. Like, I'm happy I watched it. It's not like don't watch season 4 of Arrested Development.
No, it's not.
Speaking
awful.
Of, I do want to touch on your point though, because there's like, if you want to talk about the thing that you don't watch, the most egregious example of that to me is Scrubs season 9.
Watch. You told me not to. Yeah. And
you do not
want to
touch season 9 of Scrubs.
It's like when people talk about Scrubs online, people are like, I love it, all 8 seasons, and then usually someone will say, but aren't there 9 seasons? No, there are 8 seasons, and it's like, because Scrubs had a perfect ending. Last episode of season 8 is phenomenal, and then they try to like revive the dead corpse in that. I mean, it's funny because it's a medical show, so maybe
they're like, but
shaking
they like
my head,
revived
man.
Like the wrong corpses. Like they didn't even.
Yeah.
It was they had a bigger issue with that than Arrested Development did, because like the main cast were only in a few episodes. It was an entirely new main cast, and like hey, and every once in a while, the characters from Scrubs
showed up.
Yeah.
If what they did was made it sort of like not Scrubs, but tried to make it a separate show.
Like a
complete spin-off show, or like the name of the hospital, which I can't remember because it's been a long time since I've watched Scrubs, but I'm waiting until I completely forget everything about Scrubs and then I'll rewatch it. Then I probably would have enjoyed that, because it wasn't a bad, like it wasn't necessarily a terrible show, but it was terrible Scrubs. It wasn't Scrubs.
If it was not titled Scrubs, I don't think people would hate it nearly as much.
Exactly.
What's the? I mean, Frasier had that spinoff. What was the guy's name in Frasier? Who?
Frasier?
Niles?
I mean, Frasier was a spinoff.
Frasier was a spinoff. That's right. Yeah, sorry.
Frasier was a spinoff of Cheers.
Frasier. So that's kind of what they probably should have done. If you want to have like a separate show to continue this
character,
Then just same have the same universe, but you know,
Doctor
same
Who
with MASH,
has at least 3 spinoff shows. There's the Sarah Jane Chronicles. There's Torchwood. There's Classroom. I think is what the new one's called.
Yep, and there's also The Big Finish, which is the like super long-running radio series for Doctor Who.
Yep, that too. I didn't know that was a thing. Yep. Thanks. Hospital. I'm not going to get any studying done.
The hospital from Scrubs was called Sacred Heart.
Sacred Heart.
Yeah. Here at Sacred Heart. That's good old Bobbo. I was going to say MASH did the same thing. It was a pretty bad impression, I know.
No, it was good.
Thank you.
TV Talkers, bingo.
I'm laughing at Bobbo, though. I can't imagine anyone calling Bob Kelso Bobbo.
Except for Dr. Cox. Well, MASH did the same thing with John Trapper. They did a spinoff of him called Trapper John MD, but they cast someone entirely new to play Trapper for the show, even though the show ran for 7 seasons. So They did the same formula. They followed the same formula as Cheers, but they just cast someone new to play Trapper instead of name is blanking on me. I'll figure it out before the end of the show.
We have faith in you.
Thank you. I was just going to jump in here quickly. Other shows that were revived throughout the years. Boy Meets World originally aired from 1993 to 2000, and Girl Meets World lasted from 2014 to 2017.
I remember people were really excited about that, and then it came out, and you just sort of didn't hear anything about it.
Well,
it was an enigma.
It was like one of those Disney shows, just a regular one of those shows that are really for children to watch, but they did have some episodes that had really good subject matter. Like, there's one where there's a girl who really likes anime, and everyone super makes fun of her for it, but she, you know, embraces it and ends up just liking the things that she likes and not caring what other people think.
Yeah.
And it's really important that they have an episode like that. So I never actually watched it, but I heard good things.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it's a good show for kids. It's just not really our demographic anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Wayne Rogers was the actor who played Trapper John in the original MASH series.
There we go.
And David Ogden Steers, who played Charles Winchester III in MASH, just passed away this Saturday.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Charles. Other interesting shows that were revived and brought back. Brady Bunch, 1969 to 1974.
The Brady's.
The Brady Brides, 1981, and then The Brady's in 1990, so both failed, of course. Dallas, which aired from 1978 to 1991, came back from 2012 to 2014, and I feel the only reason they stopped it was because the actor for JR, who was Larry Hagman, passed away. I messed up. It was canceled by TNT after 3 seasons. Larry Hagman passed away after the first season of the Dallas revival. Fantasy Island aired from 1977 to 1984 and came back for one season, 1998 to 1999. Futurama, another great example.
Yeah, how did we not talk about that?
Yeah, we forgot to mention Futurama. The original run was great, 1999 to 2002. And then I remember the news when it was coming back in 2010. It lasted until 2013. They managed to wrap up the whole show. The later seasons weren't bad, but they just didn't have that same hilarity and charm as the first four or five seasons. Like, still not bad. Like, there were some episodes where they were good, but it wasn't compared to the older seasons where it's like most of the episodes were pretty darn funny, and there were a few stinkers here and there. The newer seasons were okay, but you had to really dig deep to find good ones.
That happens a lot with shows. Like, happened what we were talking about. It's like, you know when to leave.
Yeah. It's really hard to sort of recapture that magic.
Thank you, Happy Days, for that.
Does
term.
It count as, here's a question for you. Does it count as a revival show if the show left and then came back under a different name but with the same people?
I think so.
I would say...
What are you thinking of?
Well, I mean, there's a couple ones. So Mythbusters left, but then the build crew from Mythbusters returned and did a Netflix special. But the one that
Top
I'm
Gear
thinking about
Grand
is
Tour.
Top Gear. Yeah, and the Grand Tour.
I would classify
TG
that...
Or TG and GT.
I would just classify that as a spinoff. I think that's what classify it as.
Grand Tour and Top Gear is different because that was, hey, you're not allowed to make the show anymore. Okay, well, we're going to copy you and make our own show.
Yeah.
So that's that's different. But Fuller House...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Mythbusters spinoff, The White Rabbit Project, was exceedingly disappointing.
Yeah,
it really was an entirely different show.
Yeah, it needed to be. You need Jamie and Adam, basically.
Yeah,
You can't have the show without those two.
I mean, the main three were good, the build crew, but you need Jamie and Adam. Although Adam's now teamed up with Vsauce, so
yes, that's true. That's wonderful.
That makes me happy every single day of my life.
Some other quick shows I was going to list off here. Get Smart originally aired from 1965 to 1970. And then it came back for one season in 1995.
And
had a movie.
That's right.
How many seasons is that?
Total? Six seasons and a movie.
Oh.
The formula.
There you go. The formula works.
A really great movie, actually.
It was a really good movie, yeah.
Gilmore Girls originally aired from 2000 to 2007. And then came back for Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life in 2016. Heroes originally aired from 2006 to 2010.
Heroes.
And then came back for one more season, Heroes Reborn in 2016.
Hello, New York!
Yeah. Melrose Place originally aired from 1992 to 1999. And then came back for another season in 2009 to 2010. The Outer Limits, which Brain, if he were here, he would say, aired from 1963 to 1965. And then came back for seven seasons, 1995 to 2002. Prison Break ran from 2005 to 2009, and then came back for one more season, Resurrection 2017. Roseanne originally aired 1988 to 1997 and is coming back for another season, 2018. X-Files, as we know, 1993 to 2002, and came back for 2016 for one more season. I think they were planning to do another
2016?
Season.
Yeah, I think they are doing another one.
Yeah.
I feel like that just happened.
Yeah, it's still pretty recent.
That's crazy.
I'll do two more here. Twilight Zone, well, that had a bunch of revivals. It went from...
And it's getting a new one.
Yes, 1959 to 1964. No, it's okay. 1985 to 1989, 2002 to 2003, and they're bringing it back with Jordan Peele. Thank you, Farron.
You're welcome for creating the Twilight Zone.
Oh, of course. Twin Peaks, 1990 to 1991, and then it came back last year. But I think, again, with X-Files, they're planning to do another one, at least from what I've heard. And Will and Grace, 1998 to 2006, and it came back 2017, and it's still going on. And Teletubbies.
I love Teletubbies.
1997 to 2001, it came back 2015. Hasn't looked back since.
The one we all waited for.
That's the one I wanted.
But has Tinky Winky's character changed?
I don't
Tinky
know.
Tinky Winky will always be
that's
the
another.
Same.
That's a question
it's
for another
it's
episode.
All about Poe.
It's all about Poe.
Have you guys seen that? Like, do you feel old yet? And a picture of the baby who is the son.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She's,
and
a fully
she's,
grown
she's a full grown adult.
Now.
Holy moly.
That show started when I was born.
When you were born. Farron's out. We're good to go.
Here we go. Speaking of being out, we have to leave. The show is two in a row here, guys. I'm feeling it. Feeling the magic. Thank you. But tune in next week. We have a three-part special starting next Monday. We are doing our TV Talkers bracket, and we're going to get that formulated and figured out this week, and we will have it ready. Part one next Monday at 5:30, only on 101.5 UMFM. Signing out for the TV Talkers this week, it is
Matt,
Farron,
Simon,
and Tiago. Have a great week, everyone. We'll see you soon.